Welcome back to another episode of Straight to the Point. And in this one, I'm going to do something which I actually created this podcast for and actually totally forgot about it. This podcast originally, for those of you that have been listening since the beginning, was created to basically, I guess, document my journey with what I was learning, especially as we went through probably the fastest growth period my business had ever been through at the time. And there have been some incredible changes recently, which I'm not going to break down in this specific episode, but I will break down in future ones because I've got a long list of all the different things that have happened. I'm a massive journaler and blogger. And for me, I like to collect all of these notes and keep them in my diary. And then I basically use them for content ideas for these sorts of episodes. So podcasts, YouTube channel, whatever. And in this one, I'm going to be talking to you solely about at what point do you make a change to your product or service, right? So this has come from, I guess, that ongoing battle versus like shiny penny syndrome versus staying still for too long. And I hear a lot of people talk about shiny penny syndrome online and they hammer it. Like they are consistently saying that it's the worst thing you could possibly do. You need to stay fixed on one idea and one idea only. And for me, no one really talks about the counter to that and the negative effects that can happen if you stay still for too long, if you don't look to innovate, if you don't look to move forward. And this was a lesson that I learned, I guess, the hard way with the way that my products were developing in my first business. And then as I transitioned into Gramication and my new company, the thing that I made sure that we were extremely conscious of and made sure that we didn't make the same mistake again. Because what happened in our original property business was that we had one specific strategy. We had our serviced accommodation strategy, which was rent to rent or management. We had the two different ways in which we were going at it. And the way that we were acquiring units, so acquiring properties, was going straight towards a letting agent. There wasn't really any direct to vendor stuff going on. It was, this was our plan. This was our strategy. We were never going to deter away from it. And this was the process that we then built. Now, that was really effective to a point. Now, what happens is, as your business grows, you start to reach different thresholds where certain strategies, certain products and services no longer work as effectively as when they did at the beginning. So what happened was, when we first started in our property business, the market wasn't particularly saturated. There was lots of demand in our area. But actually, as we started to grow our portfolio and grow our client base, what happened was is more and more competitors started to come into the area as well. And we were young, we were quite narrow-minded in the way that we would do it. We were almost a little bit naive. And we basically said to ourselves that, no, this is our strategy. This is what we're going to do. We're going to keep moving forward. Now, that was because we were advised to do so. You have one strategy alone, one product, one service, and you nail it until it's fully automated or systemized. Now that had a massive, massive knock-on effect to our overall performance. Now, don't get me wrong, our business grew very, very quickly through acquisition. It didn't grow, and we missed out, should I say, on opportunity because there were different acquisition methods that we could have used to be able to grow our portfolio. We missed out on different purchases, different lease options, different opportunities, which would have actually trebled our portfolio if we'd have been open-minded enough to take on a new opportunity in a controlled and sustainable manner. Now that's the big thing here. Because as I moved into my Instagram business, my first, I guess, dabble in marketing, I had a 2-day masterclass, which I was part of a mastermind when I first decided to start this company. And that was what everyone else did. They had a 2-day workshop, a 2-day masterclass. There was a LinkedIn version, there was a YouTube version, there was a Facebook version. And I was like, well, I'll just be the Instagram person who slots in the middle. And everyone was doing it. So I was like, well, if they're doing it and they're successful, I would just do the same thing, as my voice breaks. And that, again, had a threshold. It worked initially. It worked really, really well. But what I made the decision was doing was actually thinking every single day at the ways to be able to innovate and move forward, almost thinking that 6, 12, 18 months down the line, what's going to happen and how can I kind of keep my audience and customers engaged? Now, for me, if I'd have stayed inside that 2-day masterclass, I would not be in the position that I am right now to be able to grow a company at the speed that we have, we've had to innovate. A two-day masterclass was not scalable past a certain point. And actually, when COVID hit and when the pandemic hit, two-day masterclasses, I was fortunate enough that 6 months prior to that, I'd stopped doing them anyway. But a lot of people, a lot of businesses that did run live events were totally screwed. Whereas we didn't predict COVID happening, but we had a feeling that online was going to be the way to do it. And we needed a leveraged way of scaling up the volume for our company. And what happened was over time, was everybody else started to then kind of follow what we did. So we had the online academy, which has done amazingly well. But actually before that, we had the Instagram 1,000 follower in 30 day challenge, which actually was my 2 day masterclass broken down into 30 different videos. And I delivered it online with a little live session each evening. And that product did triple the amount of revenue than my 2 day masterclass ever did. It was the best bit of innovation that we ever did. And ever since that point, I've always consistently thought at the end of each quarter, what's the next change? What's the next little piece of innovation that we can do to move it forward? And I think you should be doing this too, if you're watching or listening to this right now. Is take a look at your offering, take a look at your products and services. And as you start to scale, start actually actively looking for feedback. Go out to your current members of your products, of your service, go out to your customers and start asking them for ways in which you can improve, ways that you can develop. Start looking for feedback and ideas of ways which you can move forward, because that information is gold. For me, the moment that we create a product and suddenly go, well, that's no longer relevant, that's perfect in the way that it works, it does what we need it to do for our clients, so we're just going to move on to the next thing, without a doubt, that product will die very, very quickly. Your customers will start to leave very, very quickly. Because as we grow, as our businesses grow, especially in the information or service-based industry, we need to be consistently updating, innovating. Because if we're not, we're going to fall behind. Now, I hold my hands up and say this, right? Advice that I give you today, or advice that I gave you 3 months ago, will change like that very, very quickly because of the market that I'm in. So I make a conscious effort every single time to make sure that I'm always updating my products and services, that they're always looking to improve, that they're always looking to go to that next level. Because if I don't, then the product becomes redundant and therefore I start to struggle. Now, where the big balance comes to this is shiny penny syndrome obviously exists. It obviously does. People can jump from idea to idea to idea. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that you need to go and jump three different ideas in 3 weeks. What I'm saying is that you need to give yourself a time frame to, I guess, gather feedback on a particular offer, on a particular product, on a particular service, then take a real considered approach to the way that you look to improve. And I'm going to tell you this for a specific reason. I will sell the academy once every month, maybe once every 2 weeks when I'm on a big launch. Now, I don't hide the fact that somebody who comes onto my first webinar, my first masterclass, they're most likely not going to buy on the first one. Maybe the offer didn't hit them enough. Maybe the content wasn't strong enough. Maybe the hook wasn't right. Maybe the actual product itself wasn't sold in the right way. Now, if I know I can help that person, my job is to take that opportunity to be able to present the offer in front of them, take a look at my offering and go, how can I make it better to a point where, because I know my product and service can help them achieve what they need to achieve, how can I frame it in a different way? What can I add to it? What can I improve upon to make sure that the next time the offer is presented, that boom, they're in. Now, it's this feedback which enabled us to take our business from 100, 150 grand a year to £500,000 a year and through, right? It was this level of thinking, this level of research, this level of collectiveness in the way that we work to make sure that we were always moving forward, that we were always taking our products, taking our services, taking our offers, taking our hooks and our marketing, and always considering the ways in which we can make it a change and can improve. So there's the differentiation there. This isn't shiny penny syndrome in the fact of moving from one product to another product to another business to another business to another opportunity. This is looking at your opportunity, creating the product and the service, creating the marketing, creating the sales message, and always evaluating every single time that you present, every single time that you deliver, ways in which you can improve. With my business, someone will come to a masterclass 1 month, they'll come to another masterclass the next, and it will be a completely well-improved offer. Completely different, like in terms of the maybe like the stack that we do at the time, maybe it's the different, I guess, bonuses that we can add in, whether it's something that's going to help them before they join or something that's going to help them with a template afterwards. We're always looking for ways to improve. Maybe when it comes to our services, looking at ways in which we can improve the offering without improving the cost. Different stuff like that. It's really, really powerful. And if it is something which you want to know a little bit more detail on, something which you're looking, I guess, for a little bit more clarity on, when the right time is to move, how you know if your product and offer is right now, or if you do need to make a change, how to figure out whether you need to stay for that little bit longer and test for that longer period. And then I'm actually running a masterclass, shockingly, right? On this, on the 6th of May, I think it's at 7 o'clock. I'll confirm it. I'll put the link in the description for you to be able to have a look at. But I'm going to be breaking down exactly how we position ourselves in a market, in an industry, in a niche, how we build authority, how we leverage social media and also offline marketing methods to be able to build our brand to the level that we know that it should be, how to generate those inbound leads, how to get people coming towards you, but also how to have the right mindset and the right frame of mind to understand when is the right time to innovate, when is the right time to sit back and listen, and when is the right time to hold firm and just test that a little bit longer. That's been a big lesson to me over the past 6 months, the difference between having innovation time versus sticking in a product and service for long enough to gain the right data. It could be so easy to chop and change. It can also be so easy to just be lazy and stay still. Take a look at your offers, take a look at your products, take a look at your services, and always ask for feedback. And if they're not selling right now, as if you don't have enough customers to gain the feedback, take a look at the hooks, the headlines, take a look at the way that you're presenting it, offering it out to the market. And from there, take the considered and strategic approach to be able to make the positive change that you need to keep scaling your business forward. Don't remain stagnant. There's no need to. Innovation is here to be able to help us grow. We just need to sit there and think a little bit as to ways in which we can do it. Again, masterclass, 6th of May. Link is in the description. I'd love for as many of you as possible to be there. It's going to be one of the most action and value-packed ones that I've delivered. I've completely revamped the presentation, literally taking the advice that I'm giving to you on this. And I've come at it from a completely different angle to where I've done it before. I am very, very excited to deliver it. And yeah, if you have any other questions, then obviously you know where I am. Drop me a message on Instagram. Links are all in the bio. Check out my YouTube channel if you're not on there already. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I will see you all in the next one. Peace.